Hello and welcome to Sports Pitch. I'm Brad Haydank. In this program, I'll sit down with various University of Central Missouri athletes, coaches, and supporting staff. These individuals help make Mules and Jennies Athletics a success. Today, Jennies Volleyball joins the show. This is Sports Pitch. Our first guest today is Jennies Volleyball head coach Caitlin Peterson. Coach Peterson is in her fourth season as head coach for the Jennies. Coach Peterson has done it all in her career, and most of it has been with UCM. From her time as a player setting records to now as a coach, already with the third most wins in program history. So with that, we welcome Coach Caitlin Peterson to Sports Pitch. Coach Peterson, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So looking at your season thus far, just overall, can you take from your Jennies team this season? What have you liked?
I really like their team chemistry. I like how they treat each other on and off the floor. They're really good at coming to practice and working really hard and pushing each other, because they're fighting for those starting spots, but they're also good at supporting each other, whether they are winning the starting spots or not, and just being, good teammates on and off the floor. It's really been fun to see.
Recently, you picked up one of the biggest wins that you possibly could in a season on the road at the University of Central Oklahoma, who was the number one team in the nation. What worked for your squad in that game?
I think part of our chemistry is huge in games like that, because we know they're going to score points. We know they're going to be tough, but they stick together. And then when times are tough, they lean on each other and they stay positive and they keep working through it. And I think we kind of just wore them down a little bit. They just had it all clicking. They were, offense, defense, we were just kind of clicking, and, it was just a really, really fun day.
Does anything big change in matchups like that? Any scheme changes? Does that change match by match? Is that set for the whole season? How does that work for you?
It kind of varies a little bit. Volleyball is not as complicated as, like football or sports like that, where there's so many plays and all of that. There's not a lot of secrets in volleyball. So we try to, control the ball on our side and do the best that we can do while we still watch film. And, we want to know what their tendencies are and those types of things. We don't typically change a lot of what we do for somebody else. We're good at how we do it. And so we try to just kind of perfect that. And then just take away some of the things that, the other teams are really strong at.
So what did that win, and then as well as all of the other big wins you've had along the way, what have those all told you about this Jennies team this season?
After a season like last year where we struggled quite a bit, you kind of have to learn how to win again, and those big wins really give them some confidence. And so they, like the Rockhurst reverse sweep, it was a huge one for us, I think, going into the Central Oklahoma match. So, kind of each little game like that convinces them that they are a good team, because I know they are. I know that they've got, all the talent in the world to accomplish all their goals. So each game like that, I think, helps them in the next tough competition.
And you talked about the Rockhurst reverse sweep. Could you take me through that? You're down 2-0. How do reverse sweeps work out? I know that's one of the toughest things to do. How did your team pull it off?
Yeah, it's really a mental game. Down 2-0, you kind of got your backs against the wall. One of our players, Emma Siren, stepped up, and I heard her kind of talking to the team, in their own little huddle about, changing their mindset and that we can still do this and all of that. And she came out and played really, really well in that third set to kind of give us the momentum. And I knew that if we could keep the momentum, we could win. It would take some work. It would take a while. But I knew that they could pull it off, and just really proud of their, effort, their relentlessness in that match.
You've talked about the togetherness of this team and different players stepping up. Has there been an overarching slogan that you've given this team this year?
Yeah, so we started working on that in the spring. I kind of had some ideas about, every day we're trying to get better and something kind of along with that. And so they came up with it, which I think is great because then they buy into it a little bit more. So we say all in, all together, all the time. So that's kind of our slogan that we use. And so every time we do our little breakdown, I say all in, and then they say Jens. And so kind of just our little reminder of, every single practice matters, every single rep matters, whether we're playing the number one team in the country or the bottom team in the conference, every touch we have matters, and we want to be, completely focused in everything that we do so that we're, always getting better.
And a part of that slogan you just mentioned was all together. You have a good roster based on experienced players and also newer players. How do they gel into that one together group in a season?
Yeah, it's nice that we're kind of getting our classes a little more evened out. COVID kind of threw us all for a loop for a little bit, and we're finally sorting that out a little bit. But I think that, you know, having those veteran players is nice. They can kind of help carry on like our expectations and our tradition without me always being there every day, every minute, every, you know, when they're off campus, when they're in the locker room, those types of things. They know the expectations of our program and they're proud of what they're a part of. So they want to make sure that they kind of uphold that for the new freshmen. And the freshmen kind of bring a new life, like a, you know, a fresh, you know, sense of, you know, excitement to the team as well. So everybody kind of has a role. And I think that this group's really doing a great job, you know, buying into those roles.
One of those key experienced players is Grace Winkleman, who was recently named the MIAA Defensive Athlete of the Week. What have you liked from your libero this season?
She's so solid. You know, there's never a game where I'm like, oh, should we make a switch? Do we need to put somebody else in the libero jersey? Her serve receive especially is so, so strong and something that we really can rely on because we like to run a lot of our offense through the middle, and so we have to be able to pass well to the center so that we can do that. And she really does a great job, you know, just bringing that steady approach every single game. And then obviously, you know, serving in defense as well on top of that is just such a nice calming factor for our girls because they always know that they can count on her.
And Grace will join us on the show a little bit later, so we'll talk a little more about this. But I wanted to ask you about her sister, Shelby. You were also on staff when she played for the Jennies. Do you see similarities, differences between their two games?
Oh, certainly. Both really great athletes. I think I called, we call her Wink now. We call Grace Wink. But I think I called her Shelby a half a dozen times in her freshman year, just because she moves like Shelby. She's really athletic. They both have very good ball control. And so I think, you know, to come in here and kind of follow in her sister's footsteps is really special. And we've had quite a few sister combos that wore the red and black, which is really neat.
And one of the things I talked about, Grace being your libero, some people don't necessarily understand the role. They say, who's the person out there with a different colored jersey? I know it's newer to the game of volleyball. Could you take me through how important a libero is?
Yeah, so the libero is the special color jersey. We always joke about that. And they can only be in the back row. So they can't rotate to the front row. And when they go in and out, they don't count as a sub. So we usually use ours for our middles. Our middles are not typically the better back row players. So Grace is kind of like the captain of the back row, captain of the defense. She's making sure that everybody, you know, is going to the right spot. They're recovering our hitters, those types of things. So it really kind of gives us, you know, a better chance to serve receive well with her on the floor all the time.
I want to move into facilities at the University of Central Missouri. You play at the Jerry M. Hughes Athletic Center, and you have a TerraFlex floor. I understand that that's state-of-the-art technology, state-of-the-art floor at the University of Central Missouri. How important is that floor? How does that help your team out?
Well, physically, it just feels so much better on their bodies, whether they're diving, you know, if you dive on wood, you get that like floor burn, those types of things. So when they're, you know, back row players are diving on the floor, it's a lot easier on their bodies, a lot less, you know, bruises and bumps and all of that. And then for our front row players that do so much jumping, it's just another layer of that, you know, cushion a little bit to be a little bit nicer on their knees and their back and their hips and stuff. And so, you know, physically, it truly is an advantage. And then, you know, on the flip side, it's an advantage also recruiting-wise to have that. It looks really nice. It's what all the, you know, big Power 5 schools have for the most part. And so recruiting-wise, it helps. And it's just a testament to our administration's, you know, investment in us, in women's athletics, that they could, you know, provide that for us. And it's really elevated our experience on our, you know, home games.
And that court is named the Dr. Peggy Martin Court. I know you played under Coach Martin. Mm-hmm. You've coached with Coach Martin. So you know Coach Martin pretty well. Hall of Famer, of course. What does it mean to you to walk into that facility every day and see that name on the floor?
Yeah, I don't know that the girls, you know, have the same sentiments as I do, obviously, because I'm pretty close with her. But when we were designing the court, it's been called the Peggy Martin Court, the Dr. Peggy Martin Court, since she retired. But I knew I wanted it on the floor. And so I had her send her actual signature. And that was a huge piece for me, just kind of a reminder every time I walk in of, like, you know, am I working hard enough to make her proud? You know, am I doing as much as she would, you know, expect of me, because, you know, she really is kind of the foundation of this program and has set us up for so much success. And so I really want to make her proud. And so it's just a little, a gentle reminder, you know, maybe in practice to kind of refocus me if I'm, you know, not doing what I need to be doing. But I love that, you know, testament to her as well.
And she's still coaching. She recently eclipsed 1,500 wins, I believe it was. Is that an inspiration to you?
It's incredible. I mean, somebody joked about, you know, you're next, and there's just no way that anybody, you know, in this day and age can even make it that far, because we don't play enough games. Nobody's coaching until they're 70s like she is. And so she just really is kind of the bar for me as far as, like, what is expected, you know, on the floor, in the office, in the community. She's just a really, you know, wonderful person for me to have as a mentor.
But still among those ranks, you're the third winningest coach already in Jenny's volleyball history. What does that mean to you to be top three?
Well, I have certainly some big shoes to fill with her and Flip in front of me. I'm really only the third coach that's been here more than a couple of years, so I've got quite a ways to go, but just really thankful I had time with both of them as a player and a coach to learn from them and watch them, and hopefully kind of carry some of those things into my own coaching style.
And we've talked about the game of volleyball and how it's changed maybe over the years from your time as a player to a coach. How do you deal with the evolution of the sport?
Yeah, you know, athletics are kind of the wild, wild west right now with all the changing rules and, you know, NIL and just a lot of different things going on. And so I'm really thankful for administration that is very forward thinking and is embracing the change and, you know, helping us help our athletes have a great experience and to use, you know, the NIL in the best way that we can. Because it's there's a lot of things going on that are not necessarily just the coaching on the floor, and so just trying to find ways to embrace it and do the best that we can.
And while we just have a few more moments here with you this morning, if there was one thing that you wanted viewers to know about this Jenny's volleyball team, what would it be?
They're just a lot of fun. I mean, they truly are fun to show up at practice, fun to be on the bus with, fun to, you know, go to team meals with. We wound up at a restaurant the other day that just happened to be like quiz bowl night, and so we all just jumped in, and like they're just really fun to be around, and it shows on the court. You know, it's not that you have to be best friends with everybody for you to be a good team, but it certainly helps. And I just really enjoy being around all of them. I could sit at the table and have a conversation with every single one of them, you know, at any point in time, and just really enjoy them as people, which I think really helps as far as like the, you know, the coaching aspect and being able to expect a lot of them, because I think that they know that I want the best for them, because we have those moments where we get to spend time, you know, with each other.
Well, Coach Peterson, thank you for taking the time to join the show today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to meet Jenny's volleyball player, Grace Winkleman. Stick around. Sports Page returns right after this. Welcome back to Sports Page. In this next segment, we will be joined by Jenny's libero, Grace Winkleman. Grace is a redshirt senior for the Jennies who comes from Herman High School in Rhineland, Missouri. She recently eclipsed 1,700 digs and was named the MIAA Defensive Athlete of the Week. Grace, welcome to Sports Pitch.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So I hear your nickname is Wink, which would make sense with your last name Winkleman, mm-hmm. but who came up with that? Where'd that come from?
So it was my freshman year camp week. We always have to come and work camps in the summer. And there was an older Grace on the team. So we couldn't call, like, once Grace was called, we both looked, you know, that whole thing. So I think it was one of the, like, redshirt seniors at the time that was like, let's just call her Winky, let's call her Wink. And it kind of just stuck from there.
So recently you've gotten many accolades on the volleyball court. MIAA Defensive Athlete of the Week, that was one of the big ones. How satisfying was it to get that award in a week where you went 3-0 in MIAA play?
It's a great feeling, obviously, but it's also just a testament to my teammates at the end of the day. Like, they're the ones funneling me the ball, letting me make those plays and kind of do whatever I want on the court. So I have to give them their praise.
So during that week, you recorded 67 digs, 11 assists, 10 service aces. You averaged 6.7 digs per match. What was working for you, especially that week, to find that much success with those numbers?
I think earlier in the season, like, this is a new position for me. I always played middle back. So left back, you get a little more action. And I had to learn how to be more reactive and kind of know my spot and that I can go get any ball. I was kind of hesitant at the beginning of the season, so now I'm just more comfortable, and if I see the ball, I'm going to go get it.
So recently against Newman, you had 20 digs. That put you over the 1,700 dig mark, now sixth all-time. What does a number like that mean to you? Did you ever expect to get to that point?
No. Coming here, all I really want to do is just play. So now that I'm on a leaderboard, it means a lot to me. But again, I want to try to get to that fifth spot.
So I might embarrass myself here for a second, but I want to ask you, talking about those 1,700 digs, I have not played volleyball very often. Mm-hmm. When I do, so I go like this, and it really hurts right in here. Mm-hmm. Am I doing it wrong, or is that just something you get used to?
I think you just get used to it over time. Like, I usually, when I don't play for a while, like over the summer, and I get back to it, like my arms do get really red, and it's like, oh, that one hurt. But I think you just get used to it.
So with those 20 digs again, I said it, you moved into sixth place in program history. What does it mean to you to be among the best in a historic Jenny's volleyball program?
It means a lot, especially when you see that leaderboard. All of those players were really, really special. It just means a lot to me because I wasn't expecting myself to even get on a leaderboard.
And talking about the history of the program, your sister Shelby is a part of it. So what has it meant to you to maybe continue that family legacy here at UCM?
It's awesome, especially because she was in the same position as me. She was a DS, and she loves to give me tips and advice, which I take, even though I'm like, listen. It means a lot, especially because it's like, there's a lot of sisters in our program that like younger sisters would come. So I'm a part of that, which is awesome.
Did she play a role in why you ended up coming to UCM?
Yeah, so my recruiting process, it was during COVID. So there were a few schools that reached out, but I remember her, they made like a highlight video for me or whatever and sent it to Flip at the time. And when I came to games when I was younger, I always thought of like UCM was college, like that was awesome. So she did play a big role in why I committed here.
So if I'm correct, your sister's about 10-ish years older than you, is that right? So what's that relationship like in terms of volleyball? Have you gotten to hit the ball around a lot? Because I know especially growing up, that's a big age gap.
Yeah, so she was actually one of my high school coaches. She coached like the JV team. So we were always in the gym together, and of course, you know, the advice, and I don't want to take it from her because, you know, bigger sister, whatever. But growing up, we have like this block of concrete and we play backyard volleyball. So it's like usually like 2-on-2, me and my siblings. My mom likes to play too. She's actually really good. So I've been around volleyball my entire life. And just like you said, hitting the ball back and forth, peppering everything. So I was around it my entire life.
So you said your sister was a coach of yours in high school. How does that work when your sister's a coach? I know you said you didn't necessarily want to take her advice, but how do you deal with that when your sister's your coach?
Well, growing up, I've always had like my parents coach me too, because, you know, small schools. So you get used to it, but coming from a sibling, it's a little bit different because you're a little more ignorant about it and don't want them to help. But I was in middle at the time in high school, and I remember a few games where I'm like, I need help. Like, what should I do? So it was nice to go to her, and she would just give me the truth.
Going back to your time at UCM, looking at last season, it's listed that you played in all 100 sets and 26 matches. How were you able to be such a reliable player for the Gens?
I would just say being consistent. I know that that's what they look for in a player. So when I make a mistake or whatever it may be, you just kind of have to bounce back and not think about it and just be consistent and be reliable. And I also try not to think about it too much. Like, I'm playing volleyball because I love it, and it's a sport that I love. So just go out there and play.
And this has been a good start to the season thus far for the Jennies. But first, could you take me through, what did the off season look like to get to this point?
Yeah, so obviously last year's season, that is not what we wanted at all. So I think in the spring, we really focused on like the technical things. So little things like being disciplined, blocking is really important. So I know they worked a lot about that, and shots from the hitters. So yeah, just the little things we worked on, and getting in the weight room also helped a lot.
One of the biggest wins recently was against the number one team in the nation at the time, University of Central Oklahoma, on the road. Took it 3-1. What worked in that match for your squad?
I think it was because like there was no pressure on us. Like we weren't supposed to win the game. So we just went out there and relied on our training and actually just played volleyball, and we had a lot of fun. And we came out with a win. And I think maybe they thought, you know, that we're number one, and we were, I don't even know if we were ranked at that time. So yeah, just no pressure on us.
So what did that win tell you about this Jenny squad and where you're at a level playing so well against a top team in the nation?
I remember after the game, Kate was like, do you guys believe that you're a good team? And we were like, oh yeah, maybe we are a good team after all. So I think that just made us realize that we could go really, really far, and we have a lot of great pieces, so it's exciting.
And then returning home to the Jerry M. Hughes Athletic Center, one of the big things that is there in terms of facilities is the new TerraFlex court. Mm-hmm. Could you take me through what exactly that means for this program? What's the advantages of that?
Yeah, so a TerraFlex court is a lot better for athletes' bodies. Like when we dive, when we jump, it's good for all our joints and stuff. I don't really know like the whole like science about it. But it means a lot because I think there's only about 5 in D2, maybe less, I don't really know. So to be one of the schools that has one of those is very, very special, and we are spoiled, but I love it.
So then when you go on the road and you play on a court that's not exactly TerraFlex, mm-hmm. can you tell the difference and how do you adjust?
Oh yeah. So TerraFlex, you can slide much easier. So like wooden courts, like you stick because like your skin and sticky, whatever. So I think you adjust pretty well. I don't really think about it too much. The floor burns hurt a little more, but that's about it.
And earlier, talking about the locker room, Coach Caitlin Peterson, after the win against the University of Central Oklahoma, mm-hmm. the vibes were high. Is that still how it is in the locker room right now?
Yeah, for sure. And I also think we're very focused. Like, just because we beat UCO and they were number one doesn't mean that we can just beat anyone now. So, especially for this week, we are focused, working on those little things.
And I see things stayed laid back. I at least look at the Instagram. I see a lot of different Instagram reels. I don't know if you knew this, but your UCM volleyball page is the most followed page of any athletic. Who's behind that?
So they always like to make it lighthearted and fun, of course, because we do a lot of hard stuff. But our Kirsty Nix right now is in charge of it. But in years past, it's been different, like managers or coaches. So it's a little bit of everyone plays a part in that.
So when you walk around and you have to answer some of those questions on the camera, mm-hmm. what's the feeling? Is that a lot of pressure?
Sometimes, because I always want to do something different or like try to be funny about it. So I take a good like 3 minutes to think about it.
One of the other things I've noticed about volleyball, at least coming to some of the matches, is that the benches stand. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is true, I guess, for football, but different sports and gyms, you don't see that a lot.
Yeah.
Seems to bring more energy. Do you see an advantage in that in volleyball?
Yeah, I love that they're able to stand because they do their cheers and jump around, and you can see us get hype when we get a block or really good kill. So I think it does add a lot more energy and keeps the bench engaged, and they bring a lot of energy for us on the court.
So in your opinion, should other sports move to that kind of system, do you think?
Maybe, yeah, I would, if they want more energy, for sure.
So again, looking at this Jenny's volleyball team, you beat the number one team in the nation, UCO. You found a lot of success at home. How do you evaluate this team thus far?
I think we can go very, very far, especially with those big wins. But like I said, it's week by week. So yeah, I think we just need to stay focused and know that we're a good team and believe in ourselves and play for each other, and we'll go far.
And then one final question before we have to sign off. If there's someone watching today who doesn't know much about this Jenny's volleyball program or the team this season, what do you think they should know? Is there something, a big key that they should know about this team?
I think just Jenny's volleyball in general is our culture is very important. And no matter if we win or lose, we have great fans and supporters. And that's what I love the most about Jenny's volleyball and the culture around it. So, yeah.
Well, Grace, thank you for taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's all of the time we have for this episode. I'd like to thank our guests, Coach Caitlin Peterson and Grace Winkleman, for joining me today. My name is Brad Haydank, and thank you for watching Sports Page.